Hello, my sweet. I am so glad that you are here at the Divine Living Podcast today. Thank you for being a part of this community, and thank you for being so committed to the next best version of you. You know, we are at the beginning of a brand new year, which means we get to do things differently, or better yet, we must do things differently if we're going to have a new and up-leveled year.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
So I am sitting in my new beach pad. Glenn and I moved sort of yesterday / today, and I'm loving life in my fresh new place. So if part of the new year for you is a new location, make yourself available for it. I think there was a previous podcast where I talked about the story about how this place literally found us. So yes, moving can be easy. And in terms of being easy, our lives are a reflection of our thoughts. And when we women think something's going to be hard, something's going to take a long time, I have to do everything. If it's going to be done right, it's going to be done by me. I couldn't ask for help with that, or I'm not worthy of receiving X, Y, or Z. This can all change as we change our thoughts. And, you know, I think there's statistics that say, you know, like the three hardest things to go through are death, divorce, and moving. And I'm like, moving is, or can be. Let me just say it this way. This was not always my situation. And I decided to change my mind, which changed my reality about moving. Moving can be three phone calls. Moving can be three phone calls. Now, there's a little bit of extra stuff, and there can be some snafus that don't always line up exactly. When people are like, oh my gosh, you're moving, let me let you go, I can't be on the phone. I was just talking to my mother. She's like, you know, you're so busy, you're moving today. I'm like, Mom, I'm in an Uber, and I just got back from getting my hair and nails done. And she's like, good for you. And it was like Sunday, the alleged day before the move, and my girlfriends, where I was at brunch at, they were like, how are you at brunch with girlfriends right now? Like, Chaconi's does a great brunch, but seriously. And I was like, well, first of all, Glenn is handling the logistics. And second of all, he called a company to pack us up, to move us, and to unpack us. And I just thought, you know, I'm so grateful to have the mindset where I don't believe I have to do everything. I don't believe I have to work all of the time. And in fact, I'm unavailable for it. I'm unavailable that if I need to move, it's just not, it's not my zone of genius. It's not how I want to spend my time. I find it physically exhausting to do all of the packing and the wrapping and the sorting and then the get it there and then the undo, all the same thing. And I have been blessed with beautiful information, much like most of us, if you're listening to this podcast, where we can do it differently. Now, the thing is, most of us know this information. Most of us know, you know, change your thoughts, change your reality. Your thoughts create your reality, and whatever level of it. But we have to apply what we know. You know, knowing spiritual principle, knowing scripture, knowing metaphysics, knowing neuroscience, knowing quantum physics, and not applying it, what really is the point? What really is the point? You know, I was at this brunch, I was talking to a girlfriend, and she was talking about, you know, her quest for love and how it's so hard to find. And, you know, it's really hard to find that person that you have chemistry with. And maybe this is just the, you know, what she's chosen for her life and the whole thing. And I was like, I was not going to start coaching at brunch. I think very highly of this individual. And so I kind of just planted a seed. And I was like, You know, I've been reading a lot of Joe Dispenza's work lately and, you know, really getting into the science of how our thoughts create our reality. And in fact, you know, Glenn and I are going to be going to one of his week-long retreats coming up. She's like, ah, love Joe Dispenza. I've done all his pre-course work and this and that. And she starts going on and on talking about the pineal gland of the brain. And like, I was like, how do you know all of this? And are sitting here telling me it's hard to find love? Like, do we not know that what we say has a vibration to it and what we think about becomes a reality and what we believe is literally like what our life existence becomes? So I'm not saying I have all of it figured out or everything is going perfectly in my life. I am grateful that there's certain information that's been given to me that I have actually applied. And when it comes to the realm of divine living, I'm not afraid to use money in my bank account to make my life easier, to let my time be spent and used where I actually desire it to be used. You know, I was having such a lovely morning. I worked out, I had a yoga class with my Q Club. So if you're in the Q Club, come join us. This is January is Wellness Month, and you get to work out with me and my personal trainer and then me and my private yoga teacher and the other Q Club members. And then I had a beautiful, beautiful breakthrough session with one of my private clients. And then I left and when it was time for my monthly nail and hair appointment, and I caught up with my brother and my mother while I was at the spa and in the Uber home. And now I'm going to have a lovely evening with my husband before I have a quiet, relaxing time to really prepare myself. And I have a private intensive day here at the New Beach Pad tomorrow with another private client. And things feel relaxed. Like, did everything go perfectly? No. Did the Wi-Fi get set up when it was supposed to? And, you know, there were a few other snafus. But the point is, I'm not going to be up until midnight tonight unpacking boxes and putting plates in shelves and wiping down counters and all of that. Like, I choose to delegate those pieces. I choose to spend my time differently. I don't have any judgment on how anyone, you know, if you want to do every school drop off and pick up and pack every lunch and answer every email, like you get to choose how you do life. I'm just inviting all of us. If we're the queens that we know we are on the inside, what would you not do this year? Like, what would you eliminate in your life to create space so that something new can come in? You know, if you became unavailable to do the dishes or the laundry or the housework, if you became unavailable to write every piece of copy, if you became unavailable for, you know, I don't know what it is for you, but if you ask yourself, I know that you do. You probably already know. And if you haven't really thought about it recently because you've just been so busy, what's one thing that you're just decide to graduate from? It's one thing that you're just going to decide to delegate. Like, now, there wasn't a magic genie, excuse me, for this to happen. You know, I also set it up within my partnership. There's certain things that I do that Glenn doesn't do, and that's part of the partnership. And this is something that he takes the lead on. And there are even certain things he was even like, I think it was in between yoga and the client session. He's like, Gina, where do you want the plants to go? I'm like, I'm unavailable. Select it. You figure it out. Handle it. Make the decision. I'm going to be good wherever you want that plant to go. So part of this does involve not being a control freak and not micromanaging everyone. And is, you know, am I going to walk out, because I just walked in from the salon, went straight to my office recording this, like I'll go out and look and see where the plants actually ended up. And maybe they're not going to be exactly where I would have placed them. And that's okay. That's okay. It's for me. It's not lowering my standards. Like I would so much rather not frustrate him. Because, you know, when you say, hey, pick wherever you want them to go, and then you make your partner wrong for it, like, that's not very affirming. So it's like, I have to commit to then, wherever those plants are, I'm going to say, great job, honey. I'm going to say, great job, because I'm supporting the environment for me to delegate. Same thing goes on with my team, by the way. You know, sometimes I'll be like, you handle it, decide, pick this, and it's not exactly the way I would have done it. But how could it be? They're not me. And it doesn't need to be exactly the way I would have done it for me. Like, I would much rather someone else empower themselves, make a choice, and be like, all right, great, let's do it that way. Or, you know, it's like, I don't know. I just find so much freedom in not having to make every decision. Making every decision is a big responsibility. Those plants might be exactly where I want them to be, but then my brain is getting used for something that I just personally have other really big, exciting things that I am interested in placing my focus on. So I wanted to sit down and share this podcast with you, this message of, what are you graduating from this year? What are you just going to become unavailable for? What are you delegating and not going to take part of and not take back what you have delegated? I promise you, when you take that rock out of the ocean, that rock of calendaring, scheduling, showing up in your business a certain way, showing up in your home a certain way, swoosh. As soon as you take a rock out of the ocean, a wave floods in. And I want waves of opportunity and waves of abundance and waves of prosperity and waves of bigness and waves of wealth consciousness and so many other just amazing, amazing waves of what your destiny is meant to receive, to fill the spot of what you're meant to release and let go of. Because it's time for us to really get these skills down, apply what we know, and start living much bigger, much more profound lives. Which is why I am so excited about this super elite mastermind that my friend Danelle Delgado and I are hosting, and it starts this week. We are hosting a virtual retreat day. If you can't join us, it's okay. It'll be recorded, so you'll still get all the awesome content. But Divine Direction Domination is about literally taking such full responsibility and creating the life of your dreams, creating the dominant thoughts that will create your reality. So you no longer need to be a woman. Well, I'd like to do that, but my husband won't let me. Really? What kind of queen lives that way? What kind of dominant thought is that? Or I'd really like to do that, but that sounds expensive, or it's a lot of money, or it's too much money. Is that the dominant thought you want to live by? Or do you want to create a dominant thought that says, I can be, do, and have everything I desire. I can create the wealth that will fund all of the elements of my dreams. I can create time and space so I can have more than enough time with the children that I have and want to spend time with. Like, think about what you would like your dominant thoughts to be. And Danelle and I are going to be doing such profound trainings, both from the inner game and the feminine and the spiritual perspective. That's where I take the lead. And then she takes the outer game with the strategies and the tactics and the actionable items, so that together it's just swoosh. You literally will be creating such a new existence for yourselves because you will have created these new dominant thoughts. So it starts on Friday. Click the link in the show notes or go to divineliving.com/domination. I think there are only 6 spaces left, and it's a really elite mastermind. We're keeping it small. There's going to be about 30 or 35 women in it. We start on Friday with the virtual retreat day, and then every other week for the next 90 days, you're going to get a solid training from me and Danelle working with you all. Like I said, it's a small, intimate group, so we're going to be coaching you, taking your questions. Everyone's going to know each other, and you are going to be in a high-vibe group where you are held accountable. Held accountable, and then we finish it off with a super glamorous retreat at the Ritz in Cancun in Mexico on the beach. Yes, what is more powerful than you starting your first quarter of the year out with me and Danelle, 2 master coaches, mentors who are going to love you and see you, and then be in this high vibe community? I can't say enough about the women who are signing up. They are so extraordinary. We have women who are from all walks of life. We have a seven-figure retail business owner. We have women in real estate. We have doctors, med spa owners. Like, there's like such an incredible vortex. We've got podcast experts. I'm trying to think of who else has already signed up off the top of my head. Coaches, of course, service-based providers, like just the corporate women who are upping their game. Like, it is a sisterhood. It's a sisterhood. And if you listened to my podcast yesterday, the third tip that Mary Kay gave to becoming a billionaire was tell the world your goals. So you're going to be in this vortex where you don't get to hide or play small. Like, we're going to know what your goals are and hold you accountable and see you through so that you can ensure your own success. I know it's what I am obsessed with in my own life is this next level and not working all the time, but using the skills that we have, the technology in our brains, to create these new dominant thoughts. That's why it's divine direction domination. We're going to combine with spirit and use what spirit has given us to create these dominant thoughts that create the reality and the miracles and the breakthroughs. So if that is you, sister, we've got 6 spots left. Come join us, divinedirection.com/domination. Link is in the show notes. And until next time, my love, sending you just every level of support and encouragement for you to up-level your life. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you that there are other options. Thank you that you did not mean for our lives to be filled with endless work and endless tasks or endless bills or endless struggle or endless search for love or weight loss or whatever it is. But with you, there really does get to be completion. There gets to be that next level. There gets to be the experience of receiving that manifestation that we crave, that we dream of. So I pray for every woman here listening that we would move into this next level by releasing what we're not necessarily too good for, we're just meant to graduate from. That we would get better at delegating so that we would get better at receiving. And for those that are meant to receive the mentorship and the sisterhood and the community and this beautiful elite mastermind, just give that woman a stirring in her heart to encourage her to take the leap, to give herself permission to say yes. No one's gonna come out less inspired, less motivated, thinking smaller or playing smaller, that's for sure. And so we just pray a very special prayer of blessing into the lives and hearts of this entire community. And with that, we say amen. Amen, amen, queen. All right. Well, I will see you in this very same place tomorrow. This is a week of daily podcasts and inspiration because I got my cup runneth over. I got so much inside me and I didn't want to overwhelm you with just one. So I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thanks so much for being here today.
See what I mean? Wasn't that good? Juicy, just totally, totally divine.
So part of what is so powerful is women coming together in community. So I want to remind you about the brand new Divine Direction Domination Elite Mastermind that I am hosting with my dear friend Danelle Delgado. Domination is all about you creating dominant thoughts that will totally create quantum leaps in your life. That's right. So starting in January, you are going to have weekly calls with me and Danelle where you are just going to be so lifted up, so filled up, and to be around the other women in the program as well. Plus, we are going to conclude with a tropical 2-day retreat. This is very, very limited. Spaces are very limited. We're keeping this small. I think there's only about 35 women that we can fit into the program. So please go to the link in the show notes, divineliving.com/domination, where you are just going to see how your life can get reimagined. I know that we are all just looking around the corner about what's next for us. And I would be so honored to mentor you, to guide you. I know Danelle will be as well.
The two of us together are such powerhouses, and you are a force within you, and we're just here to love you into your greatness, plus teach you and train you on what we know about creating multiple seven-figure businesses and new opportunities and living from a place of pleasure and joy. So come join us, divineliving.com/domination has all of the program details.